You're listening to WARE Radio, Attleboro. Coming up now, the Armenian Radio Hour. Heritage, culture, tradition, Armenians are proud of it. And wherever Armenian songs are heard, there Armenia lives. Zhanak mashaguit avantuchun hayu barzankne, yevurvor hayrinyek egelisvin, hon hayrinika vokche. Good morning. It is Sunday, September the 22nd. Established here in Providence in 1947, you are listening to the longest-running Armenian radio program created by the late Russell Gasparian. Produced, directed, and hosted by yours truly, Sonat Charayan, the Armenian Radio Hour of Providence, Rhode Island, brings you the best in Armenian music, latest news of the Armenian community, and public service announcements. Our webmaster is George Gasparian. And now, sit back, relax, and enjoy our program.
Հայրո համար մեր նոր սերունդը հայ պարին, հայ խոսքին, հայ երկին հաջույքը գարն է։ Հին սերունդը գպնրը զայն իրանուշի շիշադակները վերաբրելու համար, իսկ դուրենրու մեջ անանցին մնացող ձերունիներուն համար, հիվանդներուն համար իրենց դաղդուգը իրենց ծավը մորնալու մխիթարությունն է։ Ինչպես չհիշել, հանկստյան դուներու մեջ, հիվանդանոցներու մեջ, մեր ազգագիցները, որոնք այդ առանցնության մեջ կսպասեն հայ խոսքին, հայ երկին, հայ խաբրիկներուն։ Արդեն իսկ իրենց շնորհակալությունները հասածեն ու գհասենալ մեզ իրենց օրհնություններով շարունակ։ Մենք պետք է շարունակենք այս ազգօգուտ գործը մեզ ցանկանալով ավելի ու ավելի։
With our Darilitz, September 22nd, 2023. Today is the first Darilitz of Marilyn Kajoyan. September 22nd, 1995. Today is the 29th Darilitz of Rose Ledefian. September 22nd, 2000. Today is the 24th Darilitz of Digin Persapet Bedrosian. It is also the Darilitz of her husband Yerisha Bedrosian. September 22nd, 2011. Today is the 13th Darilitz of Anna Krikorian Jackson. September 22nd, 2009. Today is the 15th Darilitz of Melvin Sarkisian. September 22nd, 2013. Today is the 11th Darilitz of Marie Ortnasian. September 23rd, 2000. Monday is the 23rd Darilitz of Agnes Bibijinyan. September 23rd, 2000. Monday is the 23rd Darilitz of Harry Begian. September 24th, 2008. Tuesday is the 16th Darilitz of Alice Arshalus Hagopian. So September 24th, 1993, Tuesday is the 31st Darilitz of Khachik Nalbanian. September 25th, 2012, Wednesday is the 12th Darilitz of Shake Sophie Simonian. September 25th, 2020, Wednesday is the 4th Darilitz of Doris Chobanian Belazarian. September 25th, 2014, Wednesday is the 10th Darilitz of James Juskalian Jr. September 26th, 2020, Thursday is the 4th Darilitz of Aram Rocky. September 26th, 1995, Thursday is the 29th Darilitz of Nishan Meridian. September 26, 1996, Thursday is the 28th Darilitz of Perlant Galpchian. September 26, 1998, Thursday is the 26th Darilitz of Bizar Topelian Harrison. September 27th, 2012. Friday is the 12th Dalit of Stella Takian. September 27th, 1995. Friday is the 29th Dalit of Margaret Harmayan. September 27th, 2008. Friday is the 16th Dalit of Elizabeth Tomation. September 27th, 2021. Friday is the 3rd Dalit of Margaret Shahinyan de Felice. September 28th, 2002. Saturday is the 22nd Dalit of John Alajanian. September 28th, 2017. Saturday will be the 7th Dalit of Queenie Tashjin. And we do have one death to announce. Lucien Caprelian, 93, of Providence, passed away peacefully in the early hours of Saturday, September 7th. Lucy was born in Marseille, France, December 12th, 1930. She was the daughter of Gaspard and Sidonush Arzamanian. She grew up during the Great Depression and the German occupation of France in World War II. As a young woman, she studied and worked as a seamstress. In 1960, she moved to America and worked for Dreyfus & Company in New York City. In 1963, she moved to Providence, where she married Samuel Caprelian. Lucienne was predeceased by her beloved husband, Samuel. She is survived by her five children, Kenneth, Richard, Christopher, Lisabeth, and Claudine, six grandchildren, and three great-grandchildren. Her funeral services were held from St. Vartanans Church in Providence. Our condolences to the Caprelian family. And now, Iverin.
Stop.
All I can say is kids learn the violin. It's such a beautiful instrument. Alrighty, that, by the way, my background music is typically Benjamin Gasparian, FYI. All right, we do have an event going on today after church. Let's see if I can pull that up. Of course not. It's with Ahari at St. Sagan St. Mesrop Church. Yeah, I know, I'm not prepared. What else is new? Let's go to Hazar Dadi Guspasem. Aşkarum sirelen kes iman dinim luzeres mincev yer ah mincev yer imsirte piti vares du yesin seran anamar abrum en yeskes amar azar tari kas basem min çevte gazan By the way, singing is Hovhannes Badalyan. This is a new one to the Armenian Radio Hour. While we have him on in the background, the Women's Guild of St. Sagan St. Mesrop Church presents Margaret Shevyan, How to Search Genealogy Databases, Sunday, today, September 22nd, today, 12:30. All are welcome. Margaret Shevyan will give a brief overview of some of the online search databases for genealogical research. Ancestry, Family Search, and the Armenian Immigration Project will be highlighted. Coffee and pastry will be served in the Hanoian Hall today after church. She will use examples from her own family research to show the range of possibilities available for people researching their Armenian roots. Again, this takes place after church today, and it's sponsored by the Women's Guild of St. Sagan St. Mesrop Church. 12:30 after church. All right, you know what that music means. It's Hoosanee Grove Picnic, Sunday, September 29th, 12 to 5. Delicious full course menu. Gary Cashmanian Ensemble, the kids' play area. 20 Simmons Street, Rehoboth is the place for a Hoosanee Grove Picnic, Sunday, September 29th. You don't want to miss out on this fabulous picnic. Great music and absolutely the best food. You name it, they'll have it there, whether it's chema, shish kebab, chicken. They usually have corn on the cob, and it's a beautiful area. With today, my brother had to inform me, today is the fall equinox. So we'll have beautiful fall weather. Put on your sweater weather clothes. We'll have a great time at the Grove. It's going to be a gorgeous day. We'll see some beautiful foliage out there. Hoosanee Grove Picnic going on next Sunday, September 29th, beginning at 12 o'clock, goes till 5 o'clock, 20 Simmons Street, Rehoboth, Massachusetts. Hoosanee Grove next Sunday. All right, now we're going to go to this is for all of our travelers in Yerevan. We have a church group in Yerevan right now, and I just got to love all the Facebook posts. They're having a fabulous time, it looks like, and good for them. His Holiness Aram I, Catholicos of the Holy See of Cilicia, will have a pontifical visit here in Providence. Schedule of events, Friday, October 4th. Harashapad welcoming service at 6 o'clock, followed by fellowship at St. Varsanant Church, 402 Broadway. Saturday, October 5th, he will be meeting with the youth and representatives from church and sister organizations. And then on Sunday, October 6th, pontifical divine liturgy, 10 a.m., St. Varsanant's Armenian Church, Providence. And then that evening, there'll be a banquet at the Crown Plaza Hotel, 5 o'clock in the evening. And you needed to RSVP by last September 15th. So I would get in touch with Saints of Orthodox Church right away if you wanted to go. Again, it begins 5 o'clock with cocktails and hors d'oeuvres, dinners at 6 at the Plaza Ballroom at Crown Plaza, Providence, Warwick, 801 Greenwich Avenue, Warwick, Rhode Island. And again, the deadline was September 15th. So if you wanted to go to the banquet, call St. Vart's up right away. And again, pontifical visit, the weekend, Friday, October 4th weekend. So that is right around the corner. Okay, with that, we have a new one, Tatev Asatryan. Now, I'm assuming she's part of that Asatryan family dynasty of singers. I'm not sure, though. So if you know, let me know. Armenian Professional Network of Rhode Island, next event Wednesday, October 9th, Park Place Bar and Grill, 1401 Park Avenue, Cranston. Admission is free. Registration required. Meals and drinks available for purchase. Guest speaker will be Tom Kabirian, former CEO of Garden Ridge, now at home. Again, this is Armenian Professionals of Rhode Island, next event Wednesday, October 9th. All right, right now. Kovyela musanka, zertan kohkov sardi dogov kertamu kuda, yerko sardi.
Lake Van. Behind the village, at the bottom of a green hill, there was a monastery dedicated to Saint Santolt, the first martyr of Armenia, who was the only daughter of King Abgar and was converted by Saint Thaddeus. This monastery was erected around 930 AD. In this monastery lived and was educated Gregory, who for this reason was called Gregory of Narek. His famous book of prayers also is known as Narek, though the real name of the book is Tragedy. Gregory was the youngest of three sons. He was born in 951 AD. The mother died soon, and the father, Khosrov, from a noble family, had been appointed as the bishop of the neighboring small kingdom of Anzev. At the age of 26, Gregory was already ordained to the priesthood and was known as an able teacher. He taught all the subjects of the trivium and of the quadrium. From all over Armenia, students were attracted by his fame and surrounded him. But above all, Gregory was a poet with a mystical temperament. In pictures, he has been presented in a cell in a praying position. He was not only a good reader, but a lover of nature and a researcher of the natural world. He used to take walks to the top of the neighboring hills to look at the beautiful scenes of the lake and the hills. We have some poems describing these scenes where Gregory is haunted by mystical visions. He has described the wreck of a sailboat in a sudden tempest. In his description of the boat, he has the skill of a technician and a very deep sympathy towards the struggle of the men for life and salvation. Gregory finds in the picture beautiful analogies to describe the inner storm of the soul. Yet, to understand the poetry of Gregory, we have to be acquainted with the period, the atmosphere, and the ideals which are crystallized in his books. The dominant spirit of the period was, of course, religious. The fathers had developed that spirit by their sermons, by their living examples, and by their doctrinal discussions and disputations. In peace, this spirit was expressed in the arts and in literature. All through the 10th century, there was a very strong movement to organize religious communities and build monasteries and erect cathedrals in great cities. In this period, the Armenian architecture flourished along with the art of sculpture, of painting, music, and manuscripts. There were many who, not being satisfied with monastic life, withdrew into the mountains and deserts, and as the chronicler writes, they mortified themselves while living and preached the life in their death. Gregory of Narek describes them saying, they conversed with the heavenly ones. One is surprised to see how alive the spirit of penitence was in those days. People were humble with a strong sense of unworthiness. The awareness of the presence of God and the devil in the world and in one's life was very strong. Sin and forgiveness, paradise and hell, this world and the other were realities in their daily experiences. The feudal lords and the rich citizens were devoted to religious works. They built monasteries, made gifts to the church, they praised and prayed and took care of the poor and the sick. These were the conditions in Armenia during the 10th century when the monastery of Narek was built and Gregory was a young priest. We know very little of his life. Of our sources are his book of prayers or tragedy and the colophon at the end of it. In a tragedy he says, I was called the head of teachers, yet I was worthy to be blamed. I was named rabbi and arrogated to myself the praise due to God. I was considered good, but I was indolent. I was declared a saint by men, I who was reckoned as righteous, yet I impious in all things. I was delighted by the praise of men, so that I might be ridiculed at the judgment of Christ. Men have praised him even during his lifetime as a good, saintly, and righteous man. In the book of biography of the saints, we read about him. Because he was trying diligently to restore the internal order of the church, some envious people spoke evil of him to the bishops and called defective in the faith and schismatic him who was a truthful doctor. The same book relates a story about him which was widespread at the time. The princes and the bishops gathering together wanted to summon him for a trial. They sent messengers to the saint to bring him to court. Gregory received them kindly, and before leaving, he invited them to dinner. Two roasted pigeons were served. The day was Friday, and the messengers reminded Gregory of it. The saint apologized, saying that he had forgotten that it was a day of fasting, and told the guests to give permission to the pigeons to fly away. Of course, the guests were not able to do that. Whereupon, Gregory himself bade the pigeons to fly away, which they did. The messengers were frightened and went to tell of Gregory's sanctity. The date of Gregory's death is not certain. The life of the saint says that he died when he was 52 years old, in 1003 AD. He is buried in his monastery near the church of Saint Santo. His tomb is shown to this day, and it has become a venerated shrine. Legendary stories of miracles are told about him. In one of them, it is related that one day Gregory retired to a cave in order to pray. Not seeing him come out of the cave for a long time, the people began to search for him and could not find him. They then prayed God by fasting and asked the Lord to reveal Gregory's whereabouts to them. Thereupon, an angel came down from heaven and told them that the saint has ascended to God. Such stories attest to Gregory's saintly life. But his fame is due to the great prayer book, The Tragedy. Apart from The Tragedy, Gregory is the author of several other writings. The first work of Gregory is a commentary on the Song of Songs, written at the request of the king of Armenia at the time. He has written panegyrical works in a style which was considered the highest literary form of the time. He has written panegyrics dedicated to Saint Mary the Virgin, to the Apostles, to Saint James, and to the Cross of Abaran. But his poetical genius has found its expression in his hymns, written in a semi-popular language. They are songs for special ecclesiastical feast days. The great masterpiece of Gregory of Narek is the Book of Prayers, or the Tragedy, which was finished in 1002 AD. It is a work unique in its kind. It contains 95 prayers or mourings. They express the anguish and the cry of a fallen and unclean soul, and at the same time they reveal the delight and the joy of a soul rising up towards heights of spiritual life and gaining salvation for eternity. We must bear in mind that this book is written around 1000 AD, when the end of the world was expected. His thoughts, which sometimes are hidden in a mysterious and obscure statement, at other times enlighten with flashes of light in the dark depths of a world of sorrows. His style does not have clarity because of the fact that pictures and metaphors overtake one another while rushing under his pen. The heavy and massive phrases roll on with a speedy rhythmic movement, sweeping aside in the reader's mind the almost inevitable slips of grammatic construction. It is not difficult to discern through that torrent of metaphors the bitter struggle of wounded passions. It is quite impossible to translate the tragedy into any other language, because its essential quality is bound up with the Armenian language. The beauty and the suggestivity of the style of the tragedy are apt to be lost in any translation, and the repetition of ideas in different metaphors with little logical development would make for heavy reading. The compound words of the Armenian, when broken up in circumlocutions, would besides necessitate a too much spreading out of the phrases. St. Gregory of Narek is one of the great saints of the Armenian Church. He has had a sacred spell over the Armenian people and is unique as a Christian mystic in Armenian religious history.
That was the late Reverend Shahet Altunyan. He was a pastor in St. Sagan, St. Mesrop Church back in the 50s. And I'll tell you more about him during Cultural Month, which begins October. We have one more Sunday of September, and then it's our Cultural Month programming. I found that it was taped in the 50s by my dad, and we have so many of those educational little series that we'll be putting on the show. So stay tuned, and you can go back to it and listen to it again, especially if you're the older generation and you do remember Der Shahe from being here in Providence. Alrighty, with that, we're gonna go to a song. This is Armenian folk music from Gumri with soloist Rupen Matevosyan. See how this goes. Aslerineç musin ama siruste spase imare va duesiyay mitovizas. Alrighty, we'll go do some announcements. St. James Armenian Church 77th Annual Bazaar. From picnics of next Sunday, we go to Bazaars of October. So this one is on Friday and Saturday, October 18th and October 19th at St. James. It is a fantastic time. And let's face it, Watertown is a hop, skip, and a jump away. A nice, easy trip. Shish, chicken, losh kebab, imen bailda, ich, chema, meze, and more. All at the Church Bazaar. Of course, they'll have bureg, mante, yalanchi, kufte, turshi, chorek, khadaif, baklava, simit, and more. They have so much there. The hall is ginormous. Booths and vendors, and you'll have a great time. They'll have raffles, again, all at St. James Armenian Church, Friday, October 18th, and Saturday, October 19th. Friday begins at 12 o'clock, Saturday at 11. Again, Friday and Sunday. Friday and Saturday. Did I say Sunday? I did, didn't I? I'm so bad. Friday and Saturday. It's a little different than ours here in Providence. Friday and Saturday. Friday beginning 12 goes till 8 o'clock Friday night. Saturday begins at 11 a.m., goes to 7 p.m. Again, Friday and Saturday, St. James Watertown Bazaar. Yeah, I goofed that up. Let's see. What are we going to go to? How about some Nersik? If you were at the AYF Olympics, you got to see him live and in color.
Sansel uracam din ko hambabiz personer men tandasel ramana taran parten gen tashatsagan kachsimor bokas paski ushko zargit turkeran gnu mamenor ramana taran parten gen tashatsagan kachsimor bokas paski ushko zargit Turkeren gano mamelor Zaferer Averi aşkuş Meşambas tepi karot surp yeretum Uromar umahachtat zvairu Lusechat shteir kertu Ramarata ramparthan ge Tashtat sagam kach zimor Kokash paski hushku zargit Tulkhe rengenu mamelot Ramarata ramparthan ge Tashtat sagam kach zimor Kokash paski hushku zargit Tulkhe rengenu mamelot Zafera! Sarsaraz U yerdem kits zamaram kesin Azreftegats vor peslats Ganats peton mets yeramin Minor artsin miatsav Parkes peto parkerami Hayotsarter darmatsav Ganats peton mets yeramin Minor artsin miatsav Parkes peto parkerami Hayot sarter dar nazar Dasha tsar gan du kasim vol Ramana bar merad ke Kopazu ki hushku zargit Hami tur kere satke Ramana taran parthan ge Dasha tsar gan du kasim vol Kopazu ki hushku zargit Tukte rengenu mamelo
Sunday, October 27th, it's a party. The 100th anniversary of the Choir of St. Saga and St. Mesrub Church. Complimentary lunch. Everyone is invited and welcome to St. Saga, St. Mesrub's Agavian Auditorium, October 27th. Agavian Auditorium is the place Sunday for a wonderful lunch in honor of the 100th anniversary of the choir. Please make sure you are in attendance on the 27th Sunday. And that takes us to Bazaar Time. November is our Rhode Island Bazaar time. We have three bazaars here in Rhode Island for the three Armenian churches. We start off our bazaar time with St. Varsanant's Church. November 9th and 10th, Saturday and Sunday. Rhodes on the Patuxent. We're back at Rhodes, which is such a monumental location. And it just brings back memories for me. I'm sure for many of you as well. We love our Rhodes on the Patuxent. And I'm so happy that... It's back in action. 60 Rhodes Place, Cranston, Saturday and Sunday, both days beginning at noontime, November 9th and 10th, St. Svart's Church Bazaar. The next one will be the following weekend for St. Saga and St. Mesrub at the church, 70 Jefferson Street, Providence, Saturday and Sunday. Again, both of those start at noontime. We all know what to expect from our bazaars, but it's so important that we go with a group. Enjoy yourselves help volunteer. I believe all the churches are in full swing of cooking and baking and getting ready for the bazaars. So any day of the week, I'm sure our church kitchens are busy. So if you can help out, please do. And I'm not going to run through. You know what you get at the bazaars. It's funny. They keep expanding and expanding it to include more and more wonderful delicacies that we all appreciate. The following... Bazaar, Armenian Evangelical Church's Bazaar, Saturday, November 23rd. This is a one-day bazaar only, and again, starts at noontime, Saturday, November 23rd, goes till 7 o'clock at the Cranston Church, 180 Oaklawn Avenue in Cranston. Meals are served all day long. And again, one day only, beginning at noontime, goes till 7 o'clock. So we've got our weekends of bazaars in November. Please get them on your calendars. We start off with November 9th and 10th. We go to November 16th and 17th, and we finish off on Saturday, November 23rd. Alrighty, with that, I've got a new one, Edgar Hagopian. And I see a violin, so that always intrigues me. I knew I was going to forget something. Urardu, tricks or treat. Please join us for a Halloween costume party October 26th. October 26th, 6 o'clock. Dinner, dance, games, and more. Adults, $20. Kids, $15. Kelly Gazero, VFW Post, 1418 Plainfield Pike, Cranston. Adults are encouraged to dress up. You know, I have a funny feeling that it's not going to be too hard. It's getting the kids to dress up nowadays. But again, Urardu, trick or treat. It's a wonderful event. Call Adelina if you'd like to attend, 401-439-8614, 401-439-8614, Halloween Costume Party, October 26th. Alrighty, I don't know, what do we want to do next? How about Sarina Cross with Paul Buck-Dotlian? With that, we're going to my Hayachig CD. This one's for Hayachig Christina Parnegian Naka. We were at a little get-together for her yesterday. What a beautiful event. That's all I'm going to say. I'm a little superstitious. But I get to see a lot of Armenian friends and that I haven't seen in a while. And it was so nice to catch up. And, you know, as I get older, I just am so proud of our Armenian community here in Rhode Island. We have some wonderful young adults in our community, and it's so nice watching that next generation take over as they put us to sleep. I know, I'm ready for the walker in the nursing home, I know. But this one is the Hayakchik CD for all our Hayakchiks here in Rhode Island. And I happen to have been sitting with a young lady in Watertown, so this one's for you too, Nicole. I gotta tell you, Maestro knocked it out of the park with this CD and that junior choir. They are one talented bunch, and all these ladies are now, they all have babies of their own. I hope that that next generation of singers, they produce a CD like this. This CD is one of my favorites, and that's all I'll say. Hayakchik CD, if you don't have it, go buy it. With that, our last song of the morning.
Fidaya bet gevur çavuş yur kacerovan sasan Fidaya bet gevur çavuş yur kacerovan sasan Yur kadara sıhran kaderom buç bet saret aslan Yur kadara sıhran kaderom buç bet saret aslan Hay kacer, hay kacer Jam demirör hasadan Mir yerra guin drushine kohbit azatin hayastan Hay kajir, hay kajir Jam demirur hasadan Hay kamamur neyik kam kohbit azatin hayastan Serefak yur nemrut sarum Yertvil davet kajerum Sera bak bir nemrut sarum yert bile davet kacerum Hayr nikis sirun hamar kam mahkam azad osyum Hayr nikis
As that always said, Urachatsur, Gurachanas, Mer Jamanagalaratsav Shigachun, Serin Hamar, Sedesuchun, Minchev Harachigagiragi, Aravod. Our time is up. Thank you for yours. We are live and in color. You've been listening to the Armenian Radio Hour of Providence, Rhode Island. Produced, directed, and hosted by Yos Juli Sonat Arayan. Heard every Sunday morning, 9 to 10 a.m. with portions recorded and transcribed. Thank you to our webmaster, my big brother, George Gasparian, keeping all of our shows on the internet at ArmenianRadioHour.com, ArmenianRadioHour.com. Right now, you're listening to us on WARA Attleboro. Happy Sunday.